The $3 million job training facility that's being constructed in Springfield's Forest Park is an unusual partnership that includes the city's Parks Department, local trade unions, the Regional Employment Board, and a private nonprofit that puts on the huge Bright Nights Holiday Light Festival. At a ceremonial groundbreaking Monday, Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal announced the project had received a $1.3 million grant from the Economic Development Administration. He said this new facility can help fulfill a regional demand for thousands of skilled workers.
Skill set, job training, and globalization can only be best confronted by offering opportunities for young people to acquaint themselves with the openings that are going to come in the modern economy.
The center will offer training in carpentry, electrical, welding, and painting. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city has committed $1.7 million to the project.
And putting people to work and learning a trade and a skill. And I tell our young people all the time, there's nothing wrong with working with your hands. If you do it well, you're able to move yourself forward and move your family forward on these skills. And these skills pay very, very well.
As program participants receive instruction in the building trades, the city's park system will serve as an outdoor classroom for repairs to buildings, according to Springfield Parks Director Patrick Sullivan.
We have 80 structures throughout the park, so they'll work on our park buildings. For example, we need a new floors in the gazebo out front, so we need carpentry for that. We might need to do work, say, at a community building at Myrtle Street that might need plumbing work or electrical work. So that's why we're very excited that we'll be able to work with these trades and basically allowing them to use our buildings for training, but then we also have the result of the work getting done.
Part of the hands-on training will include work on the equipment used in the annual Bright Nights holiday lighting display in Forest Park. Judy Matt, president of Spirit of Springfield, the nonprofit that produces Bright Nights, said the famous displays will be stored in the new building that will replace a rundown former horse barn.
It will help to assure the future of Bright Nights because, you know, these displays are now 21 years old and our men keep them beautifully as well as they can, but they have had really not good conditions to store them, and so they'll have working areas for repair, and so yes, it will do a lot. It will do a lot for the continuance of this program.
The plan is to enroll in the program in its first year 33 unemployed or underemployed young adults from the city of Springfield, according to David Cruz, director of the Regional Employment Board of Hamden County. He said they'll be prepared for full-time employment in the fields of manufacturing, construction, and building maintenance.
We feel that there's clearly some opportunities out there, particularly with the construction of both MGM and CRRC. We think there's some real opportunities both in manufacturing, but also in the construction of those two properties.
Some of the training will occur at Springfield's Putnam Vocational Technical High School. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.